Chapter 2. What Happened? After finishing his day's work in Kigali on April 6, 1994, Father Andre Sibomana walked the 50 yards from his office to his room at the St. Paul Pastoral Center. A priest in the Catholic Church and editor of Rwanda's only independent newspaper, Sibomana knew what was happening in his country, and he was worried. He had watched a climate of hatred growing throughout Rwanda, and he had been working overtime for months trying to tell the truth about human rights abuses. Sibomana didn't know what was going to happen in Rwanda, but he knew things did not look good. As he got ready for bed that night, Sibomana heard a voice on the radio announcing that President Juvenal Habyarimana's plane had been shot down as it was approaching the Kigali airport. Father Sibomana knew something terrible was about to happen. The next morning, Father Sibomana was eager to get back to his office and retrieve some important files before they were confiscated. He got up early and tried three times to cross the street to his office, but every time, a sniper's gunfire caused him to retreat back into the church buildings. Finally, he gave up. By sunrise, refugees were flooding into the St. Paul Pastoral Center. They came to the elderly Belgian priest who was director of the center, Father Leopold Vermersch, and requested shelter. As Tutsis, they knew they were the target of the militia mobs called Interahamwe that were beginning to gather on streets throughout Rwanda. Father Vermersch, however, thought they were simply peasants from the countryside looking for a place to stay and food to eat. A neighboring church, San Famille, usually offered hospitality in situations like this. Father Vermersch suggested the refugees go next door, but Father Sibomana knew about the snipers already posted outside the church. He insisted the refugees be allowed to stay. Together with another priest, Father Hakizimana, he took on the responsibility of hosting them. Over at San Famille, refugees also poured in, trusting that the huge brick church building in a highly visible part of the city would be a safe place. Initially, police protected the church, warding off the Interahamwe and turning away soldiers who came with lists of people they wanted. But the refugees at San Famille could hear on RTLM radio the same...